This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, I want to talk about success and what is actually required to achieve it. But before that, I want to make two quick announcements, two things you should be paying attention to that I've been kind of pushing a little bit heavier in the past couple of episodes. So first of all, I worked out a deal with audible.com to get you a free audiobook, 100% free. All you have to do is sign up for a free trial and you get a credit to any book you want out of probably billions, to be honest. There's so many books on there. I don't think it's actually billions, but there's so many books on there that like you can just get everything. You can get fiction, nonfiction, educational, self-help, whatever you want. You can get it on Audible for free. All you have to do is go to tinyleapsbook.com. Do that after the show. Do it right now if you're not driving or doing something that you shouldn't be on your phone for. But tinyleapsbook.com, get your free audiobook. And the second thing I want you to pay attention to, so I'm going to be starting a newsletter. And in the last couple of episodes, I've mentioned that this was going to be daily. So that is the goal. We are trying to work this up to daily, but we're going to be starting it weekly. So it's called Pilot. And the whole idea is that we're going to curate some of the best content from all across the web to give you the chance to just make a better life. I don't know how else to say, just the best content to help you get better, to help you improve. And the way you get on that newsletter is to go to tiny.am/pilot. All right. So with all of that said, let's jump into the show because you are now watching Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Big Changes. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and for those of you who noticed a slight change in that intro, so here's a cool announcement. I am now doing these podcasts in video. It's been a year and a half late. I should have done this from the beginning. I don't know why I didn't think of it, but I'm doing these podcasts in video going forward. So if you want to watch me do this, head over to my YouTube, youtube.com/Greg Clunas, hit the subscribe button. I'm uploading all of these episodes video format. And so this is now becoming a show, not just a podcast. The audio will, of course, still exist and still be published to and still be maintained regularly. And those of you who choose to consume just audio, I love you. Thank you so much. But for those of you who want to get a little bit more intimate, let's call it, head over to youtube.com/Greg Clunas and subscribe so that you can get those episodes directly in your feed. So this episode, I want to talk about success and just some thoughts I've had on the subject lately, because I've been very fortunate with this show. I've had a lot of success with this podcast, more than I could have frankly ever imagined. Like, it has done so much better than I could have ever expected it to. And something I've noticed with that, something that has just gotten me more and more excited, is that I don't think all of that is because of hard work. You know, I don't think success is just about hard work. And maybe that sounds a little obvious, but stay with me. Just let me run this through. So if success were just about hard work, as school taught us, you know, if you're in school, you work harder, you study more, you get better grades, you focus, you pay attention, you get better grades, you do better based on the amount of effort that you put in. But what I'm really starting to realize is that there is a formula for success, and hard work is not the only piece of that formula. It's a part of it. It's a very significant part. You know, the hustle is important. The willingness to work hard is important, but it's not the only thing. So what else is involved if we want to improve our lives in any area, in our fitness, our nutrition, our finances, our career, our relationships, our emotional health? We want to make change. What is the formula for achieving success in those areas? Well, I'm going to share with you what I believe it to be. And this may or may not be accurate, but this is what I think. This is how I'm approaching my life. This is the formula I'm trying to apply so that I can personally see success. And then hopefully that formula works out to be true and actually achieve those things. So I want to share that with you today. And the first step, of course, is the hard work. You know, hard work is still a major portion. You have to be willing to sacrifice. You have to be willing to put in the hours. You have to be willing to learn. You have to be willing to do a million and a half things that you probably don't want to do. That is what is required in order to make this happen. I'm sorry. I know that's not ideal for many of you. I know that it's tough. You have kids. You don't have much support. You don't have much money. It's hard. I get it. I completely understand it. But that is the reality that we live in. Unfortunately, that is the reality. Success requires sacrifice. It requires hard work. It requires a ruthless approach to getting the job done. If you want to lose weight, that requires you to go to the gym, to eat better. If you want to be more emotionally stable and have a better control over your emotions, that requires you to go to therapy. That requires you to learn about yourself. That requires you to confront some things that frankly might be a little painful to deal with. If you want to make more money, that requires you to stay late at the office. That requires you to get a second job. That requires you to go back to school. That requires you to learn how to manage your money and how to keep more of it. Because for many of you, that's the problem. It's not even so much making more. It's that you're spending more than you make. But that's the basic truth. Success requires hard work. So what else does it require? Well, it requires luck. And that's something that seems like we can't control it. But I'm actually here to argue that we can. You know, when I first launched this show, I knew how much work I could put in. I knew how much time and energy I could put in. And I knew how much time and energy I wanted to put in. What I didn't anticipate was that I would make a lot of really good decisions that created momentum so that the show could continue to grow. That's what I didn't necessarily plan for. And that's the luck factor. So for example, I launched on January 1st of 2016. This is a personal development show. This is a how can you make your life better show that launched on the day that the majority of the world was starting their New Year's resolutions. Like, that's good timing. I didn't plan that. I actually honestly, in all honesty, forgot that New Year's resolutions were a real thing that year. Like, I wasn't focused on that. I wasn't thinking about that. That was luck. But, and this is the important part, there was an element of work involved because a month prior to launching, I had the idea for the show and I immediately started to execute. I immediately started to work. I immediately said, you know what? I'm not going to drag my feet on this. I'm going to launch ASAP. If I had launched a month later, this show might not be as big as it is right now. But I decided, you know what? This is my idea. This is what I want to do. I'm going to execute immediately. That hard work created the opportunity of being able to launch in a month, which allowed me to take advantage of the luck factor. And so that's the important part that I want to highlight in that, is that luck is something you can't necessarily control, but it happens all the time. Lucky situations happen every single day. The problem is that you're not in the path of it. And that's a really interesting way to look at it. If you picture luck as a car driving down the road, or no, that's a bad example because I was going to say, you know, you want to be hit by the car, but that's a terrible example. Let's not do that. All right. If you picture car as an ice cream truck driving down, there are a million ice cream trucks everywhere around the country all year long. Maybe not winter, all year long. So if you picture luck as an ice cream truck, there are a million ice cream trucks all the time. It's happening all the time, all day long. You don't see most of it because you're not in the path of that ice cream truck. But every now and then, you do see one and you go and get delicious soft serve ice cream. This is a ridiculous example, I realize. But the point is, your job is to recognize that luck is happening all the time to people everywhere. And if you work hard enough, you can put yourself on the path. You can get in front of that ice cream truck. You can be in the right area at the right time and do the right things and take advantage of that luck factor. And that's really all it is. There's a really great quote that is like, luck is where preparation meets opportunity. Or no, success is where preparation... I'm butchering this. I'm going to look it up later. The point is, you can take advantage of luck. It's not something that's completely outside of your control. So that's the first two. Success is hard work plus luck. So what else is involved? Well, there is an extreme amount of execution required. Because if you have a thing you want to do, let's say, you know, make more money. If you don't execute on the things required to make more money, well, you're not going to make any more. If you don't execute on the things required to lose weight, well, you're not going to lose weight. If you don't execute on the things required to do the thing you want to do, well, it's not going to happen. And so you have to take action. You have to execute. And I hate that term, take action. I think it's so fluffy and just nonsense. But the point is still there. If you want change to happen in some area of your life, you have to do something, like anything, just do something. You know, I'm going to call it that going forward. Do something. Hashtag do something. That's what's required. Execution is so much of the formula. So far we've got success equals hard work plus luck plus execution. What's the last thing? Well, you need a good idea. I think that's something people forget all the time. I think we live in a culture right now that's kind of like, you know, if you execute on your ideas and you work hard and you hustle, you will find success. I don't think that that's necessarily true, because I hustled just as hard as I do now on a million ideas before this one. A million ideas before this one. I've been doing the internet entrepreneurship thing since 2009 when I was in high school. And I worked. I gave up weekends in college. I gave up nights in college. I didn't go and party most of the time. And when I did, it was because I was a party promoter and I was trying to make money. I didn't care about the social interactions. And quite frankly, I should have a little bit more. But my point is, I hustled just as hard as I do now and have been for virtually my entire life. So why did this work and nothing else did? Well, because a good idea matters. I hustled on a lot of things that were average ideas. This one thing I stumbled onto, which was a good idea. And it came from a place of frustration. It came from a place of, this is wrong and I need to fix it. I was frustrated with the personal development space. So I created a show that allowed me to focus on the what can you do. Not the nonsense, what do you want, and the big ideas. And it's just, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And you guys know it's ridiculous. That's why you watch. That's why you listen. But that's my point, is I came up with something that turned out to be a good idea. And then I applied the level of hustle that I have and the level of hard work that I have and the quick execution that I have. I applied those qualities to a good idea and it led to success. So there you have it. The formula for success in any area of your life, no matter what it is you want to do, you need to have a good idea. You need to execute quickly. You need to work hard. And then you need to get in the path of luck. I'm not even going to say have good luck, because I think this is so controllable. You need to get in the path of luck, because it's happening everywhere. It's happening all the time. It's just not happening to you. And if you work hard and you execute quickly on a good idea, you can get yourself in the path and then luck can happen to you. And that's what happened for me. And now I'm trying to ride that momentum as far as I can possibly go. Which reminds me, I've got a cool announcement for you guys in a couple of episodes. I'm not sure I'm ready to quite put it out there yet, but who knows? Maybe I'll do it on the YouTube. So if you're listening on audio, head over to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Greg Clunas. So with all of that said, I want to thank you for listening / watching this episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, the greatest, baddest, boldest, beast modiest podcast on the web about how to improve your life. The actual day-to-day how, the philosophical conversations, the how you need to be thinking about it, what you need to be doing, the stuff that makes a difference. That's what we talk about here. So if you're watching on YouTube, go ahead, hit the subscribe button, watch the next video, click like, leave a comment. Let me know what you think. If you're listening in audio, thank you. Hit the subscribe button, leave a review. Let me know what you think. Head over to Facebook, search Tiny Leaps in order to join the private Facebook community. We've got about 1,700 going on, 1,800 people going strong in that group. I need to come up with some kind of like group name. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but I need to do that because I think it'll help unite us and make us feel like a squad. You know what I mean? Like the squad goals. Oh, man, I am way too energetic. All right. With all that said, thank you for listening. Remember, you can get a free audiobook. Head over to tinyleapsbook.com. Sign up for your free trial. Get a free book on me. It doesn't cost me anything. Actually, this is, of course, an affiliate relationship. So I'm getting some kind of kickback from that. Costs you nothing. So just head over there, sign up, get a free book. It'll help me support the show. It'll help Audible do cool things and it'll help you learn awesome things. So just do that. And so with that said, I want to leave you guys with the statement of the day, the statement of life. Remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take. Every day.